is adopted. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next item, Keelan, could you read item number 211?
Amend contracts with Vanderhauen and Associates Incorporated and Triad Technology Group for staff augmentation in the amount of $2.5 million each.
Colleagues, this ordinance amends contracts with two local vendors that provide staff augmentation services to the Bureau of Technology Services. Brian Perello, Support Center Manager at the Bureau of Technology Services, is here to give us a brief presentation on this item and answer any questions that we might have. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for spending a few minutes for me. My name is Brian Perello. I am the Support Center Manager for the Bureau of Technology Services. I'm going to discuss just for a few minutes this staff augmentation contract. So currently there are two existing contracts, both with local companies. The first is Vanderhauen, as you mentioned earlier, located in Portland. The second with Triad Technology Group, located in Tigard. Both companies provide on-call technical temporary support personnel as an on-needed basis to supplement BTS during peak installation and deployment periods and for backfilling permanent BTS staff. Since the contract's inception in 2015, both these staff augmentation services have been heavily utilized due to several large-scale priority projects, including the Portland Building Project, as well as the implementation of the Portland Online Permitting System, also known as POPS. The contracts are being amended at this time to support the addition of new contracted staff and to continue funding of the existing staff to support these two projects and other ongoing projects. So additional funds are required in the amount of $2.5 million for each contract to fund the efforts until the contracts expire on April 1st, 2020, next year. The funds are available in the 18-19 budget.
So could you tell us a little bit about how new priorities are driving some of these contract amendments?
Yeah, both of these really are being driven by really the Portland Building Project and the POPS project. In fact, those two projects have been the main users of these contracts.
And what assurance can I give my colleagues that going forward as we enter the 2019-2020 budget process that we are going to stay ahead of the cost curve here? In other words, what assurance can we give them that we're not going to repeatedly come back to the council and ask for additional resources?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Actually, both of these contracts are going to be reviewed next year, and we're going to go to RFP to replace both of them starting April 1st, 2020. We don't expect that we would be adding any more budget to either of these contracts before the RFP heads out next year.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Fritz.
So did I just understand you to say that this is already in your budget and you won't be asking for anything else?
So we're asking for spending authority on these contracts.
Right, but you've got the money in the technology services budget.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
Very good. Any public testimony on this item, Keelan?
One person signed up, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Name for the record.
Morning.
Is it still morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Can't tell. It's so dark in here.
Yeah, we. I don't know. That should be the great accomplishment. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson for the record. And one of the mayor's great legacies should be a better open windows policy. We talk about transparency here, but we always have the blinds down. I think we should be more adaptive.
It's a lighting
issue. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, definitely. But
we welcome them too.
Perhaps
yeah.
Some.
I'm with you.
When I came up here, my main concern is that we've talked about $2 million and we've talked about two staffing subcontractors or whatever we want to call them, but we haven't actually talked about the nature of the work or the number of hours of work that are being performed. And I think that nosy, wonky, detail-oriented citizens would have been really interested to know what kind of work product is delivered if we plunk out $2 million more dollars. It sounds like, since it's related especially to the Portland building, that it's maybe more on the hardware side so that these computers will actually be present and functional when workers come back, but maybe there's also massive scope of internal data processing details that go along with that building. I don't know. So obviously I think you can vote for it, but I think the best standards of transparency and response, fiduciary responsibility to the citizens and taxpayers is if we had some more nuts and bolts about what the $2 million expenditures will actually get, what deliverables we'll get. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Colleagues, any further discussion? This is an emergency item. Please call the roll, Kaylin.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for the presentation. Thanks to Chief Technology Officer Jeff Baer, who's with us today. Good work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you for the presentation. Next item, please.